You didn't jump through loopholes. You didn't backtrack. You didn't do anything that you shouldn't do out of order. You went A, B, C, D, not A, D, C, B, E. You know, and that's the problem. And that's what takes the credibility of the educational institution down. Political and religious institutions are considered to be foundationally corrupt. Do I need to explain that? That's why people don't vote. That's why people don't care who is their authority in the political state. That's why people don't go to church, because they see the corruption that's propagated through the media of leaders of the church who have done wrong, who have screwed up really, really bad. And so institutions and their credibility is on the decrease. And that's a presumption that just increases every day. So where does this all boil down to? What does this really say to us as a person living in a postmodern society? How does it affect our spiritual relationship with other Christians? How does it affect our ability and our unity as a church to accomplish the work of the kingdom of God? How does it do those things? Well, we have to boil it down to this. And I think it's one of the saddest things we boil it down to, but it's the fact, and we need to work with it, and we need to learn how to deal with it and change it through the power of God's Holy Spirit working in our churches, in our individual lives, and in our parachurches, any way we can allow the Holy Spirit to help us in this situation. First of all, it means we're single and we're alone as individuals. Oh, but I'm married. Oh, but I have children. But I go to church around all. We're single and alone. We sit isolated. Most of it is mental isolation. It's isolationists who are mental isolationists. We may sit in a room of people and be totally alone. We may have family and friends around us 24 hours a day and be mentally isolated because of who we are in a postmodern society. And it's in those situations that Lucifer, Satan, has his most powerful grip on us. It's very clearly illustrated because he isolated Eve in the garden and he talked to her. And he convinced her that she could be like God, self-deification. And so postmodernism really isn't anything new. It's just a twist on the old trick of the devil. And he gets us to thinking. And he gets us to wanting to be like God. And he gets us to wanting to preserve our own rights. It's my life. I can do whatever I want, can't I? I live in a free society where I can make my own choices. You know, and all of that is true to a certain point. But how do we use that for the kingdom of God? How do we understand our right relationship with Jesus Christ because of his purchasing us through his very blood and his empowering us through his Holy Spirit, not our own empowerment? You see, when I say I can do anything I want to do, I am isolating myself. Philosophically, that's as true as it can get. Spiritually, that's as true as it can get. Now, what's interesting about all of this is what Paul says in Galatians chapter 3, verses 28-29. He says this. He says, there's neither Jew nor Greek. In other words, your race doesn't matter. He says, there's neither bond nor free. In other words, your status,